This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Well, hey, boys and girls, welcome. We got you for another Saturday night. Sarah Palin making some news this week, and the lovely, brilliant Catherine Dempf weighs in on something. We've also got a brand new radio station to tell you about. It's Radio Night Live. It's Kevin McCullough. Couldn't be more pleased than to have you here with us today on this very night. And I know exactly how busy your Saturday nights are. By the way, if you're watching on Biz TV, what do you think? You like the Mr. Rogers cardigan look I've got going on tonight? I thought it would be a nice change from the normal drab stuff that I wear. Anyway, we've got a lot to get to. But Nick, throw the thank you note up on the screen. I am so pumped because the general manager and president of KKFT News Talk, 99.1 FM Talk, Fox News Radio out of Reno, Nevada, notified my radio syndicators last week, and he was putting Radio Night Live on the air. That was last week. That was on the holiday weekend, so it was a best of. But this week is our first live week to be in Reno, Nevada. We've got great, great people that live all around the Reno, Carson City, Lake Tahoe area, and we couldn't be happier than to be not only on 99.1 FM KKFT, but also on KKFT-1, the translator that also hits that area, and it helps us round out that whole southern portion of the section of listening area for the radio market of Reno. So we're very, 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 very excited about that, and couldn't be more thrilled than to have you with us. Thank you so much if you're catching us for the first time tonight. Kevin McCullough is my name, and we do a little radio show here on Saturday nights called Radio Night Live. We basically talk about whatever is interesting from the week, and there's some interesting takes on some things that did happen this week, but we also break news for you as it's going on. And if you've had your eye on the news today, you've noticed that fire was a common theme for some reason. In Oakland, California last night, they had 9 people die in what was basically a boxed-in rave party that they had going on, and they're expecting to find as many as maybe 25 to 40 more people that may end up having deceased from this horrific fire in Oakland, California. So we're watching that story for you tonight. And then also there was it turned out there was no sprinkler system in the facility that they were holding the party in. Some really bad stuff. And then you mix with that the things that go along with, you know, raves, which I'm guessing is probably drugs and so forth. This turned into a really bad situation really fast. And as you're seeing, if you're watching on Biz TV, some of the images there of the building as it went down. Just horrible. Just horrible. So pray for the people that that are in and around that area and had relatives that were at the party last night, especially if they haven't been found yet, because that's probably not a good sign at this point. Then there's also there was a 10-alarm fire that went down in Cambridge, Massachusetts today. And so for the people that have fought, are fighting, are recovering from that, our thoughts and prayers with them as well. So some stuff to keep our eye on, but we will let you know if anything breaks in terms of news as we go through. Now, I had a lot of stories that I thought we could talk about. If you're listening on KKFT out of Reno, Nevada, 99.1 FM Talk, the Fox News Radio affiliate there, we couldn't be happier than to be with you. But I'm just for the new people, I'm just letting them know what we do. We like to talk about what's going on in the news. And there was no bigger story for the administration this week, without question, than the Carrier air conditioning success, being able to save 1,000, maybe 1,400 jobs in the state of Indiana instead of moving them south of the border. And there was this was a deal that was struck with the vice president, who also the vice president-elect, who also happens to be the governor of that state. And there were tax incentives and other things that were done to kind of enhance the prospects of carrier air conditioning to keep them in the area. Well, it's interesting because someone that was very early on a supporter of Donald Trump has turned out to not be so much of a supporter of this deal. And in the second hour tonight, we'll get into a little bit of what you think about why that may or may not be a good thing. But what is Sarah Palin is her name. She was an early endorser of President-elect Trump. And her thought was, well, this is crony capitalism, the carrier deal. And I know that there's been a few people that have thought it, but they haven't said it. And I'm wondering if that's a bad sign for President-elect Trump, because he was kind of running as the, you know, guy that's going to shake it up but do it differently. Now, that is not Sarah Palin's opinion on this is not how I see it. But we'll save that for the second hour. But what I want to start with tonight is a fairly interesting story. In Samworth Church Academy in Nottinghamshire in the UK, so all the way across the pond in England, there are some smart people over there that have decided that they want to make a statement about how they're going to educate their students. And we're going to kick this off in the next segment. But when you hear the things that they are contemplating to change the educational process, well, it's one of those things where I sat there and I went, why on earth would anybody go down this path? But maybe they have legitimate reasons. Catherine Timpf wrote about it for National Review this week. And it's I don't know. What I'd like to do is, there's the lovely Catherine Timpf, if you're watching. What I'd love to do is, when we get into this topic, is not try to bias you towards an outcome. I really want to genuinely have a conversation about this idea. But here's what it is that they're wanting to curtail. Raising your hand in class. But why they're wanting to curtail it is even kind of the more astounding element of this. So we will get into that as well. Now, how many, show of hands, how many of you have the Christmas tree up in the house already? Kyle, honestly, you have your Christmas tree up?
Mm-hmm.
How long?
Oh, you had it up for 2 days.
2 whole days.
Yes.
Look at you. Aren't you special? You little cretin. Why don't you pack your bags and leave now? No, I'm kidding. No, we did the go out and find the Christmas tree thing in the McCullough house today. And it's one thing when it's just you and the love of your life, the lovely bride, walking around going, oh, let's go get a Christmas tree. It's so much fun. We'll look at this one. If we don't like it, we'll shake it up, you know, look at it, see if it fills out everywhere. Then we'll go to the next one. We'll look at that. When you're dating somebody or newly married, still, you know, on the high, the emotional high of not having 3 kids, there's a certain degree of enjoyment about this. But when there are 3 ankle biters running in and amongst every single tree that's on the Christmas tree lot, and I don't know why we did this, we always in the past go to the big box store, you know, the Lowe's or the Home Depot, because they have thousands of trees. And they bring them in and they sell them for like $2. And you're like, wow, this is cheap compared to the Christmas tree farms, because when we go to those places, they're like $50. And for some reason, that's always been what we've done. I came from Texas. We had fake tree in my growing up every year. We didn't want to, like, you know, burn the house down or whatever. We were too afraid of the dry climate. But since I've lived up here, and since, you know, the ankle biters have been running around, the lovely bride, well, she helped me understand. Home Depot has the better prices on the trees. So you go and you get a 17-foot tree, and it's only like $3.50. And you can, custom order it and put snow tips on it. I don't know what all you can do, but you're supposed to do it. It's supposed to be cheaper. It's supposed to all be all that stuff. No, not today. Today, Someone's surfing the internet. Well, did you know that this cute farm up the road from us, they have them all standing out side by side, and we could just go and just look at them. And all I'm thinking in the back of my head is, right, while the three little pinballs just go all over the Christmas tree lot. And for whatever reason, the particular farm that we went to find our Christmas tree today had a log fire burning in the middle of the Christmas tree lot. Now, it was marked off by a wooden fence kind of thing. There were like four posts with like 2x4s that kind of like made a fence. But like you could tell when it was running down, they just throw a log over on the inside. Do you know what a fire sitting on the ground, uncared for, does to the imaginations of a 6'4" and almost 2-year-old, particularly the 2-year-old girl?
I tell about that. Look at that. That's fire. Let me just run right at it. Oh, but dip it, dip it, dip it.
No, come back here. You can't go over there.
Ah!
No, it's going to burn you.
Ah!
No, you got to stay away from him. Anyway, that was my morning today. Kevin McCullough coming right back.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
All right. Thanks so much for being with us. The Hot Sardines, our house band. And right there, ladies and gentlemen, right here on Radio Night Live, if you're watching on Biz Television, coast to coast, that is the beautifully adorned Christmas tree at Rock Center. I did not know we had a live shot into there. So good job on the camera crew getting us into there tonight. Awesome, awesome, awesome. It's starting to feel like that. You know, you can tell. You know, when your two-year-old wants to run into a fire, you know, scorch herself, burn herself, there's nothing that says Christmas like, you know, kids trying to self-mutilate and fry themselves on Christmas tree hunting, because that's what you do, right? Oh, then there was the other thing. My boys, they're 4 and 6, right? All they have to do to survive the weekend alive is maybe 5 to 10% of the time, obey mom. All you got to do is what she says. Like when she says, don't touch that. Like, that's not cloudy. It's not unknown. It's very simple, very direct. The only question you may have is, what is that? What's the that of the that? But if you know what the that is, it's a good way not to lose your life just doing what you're told. No, today, no, 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 no. After we were trying to, self-propel ourselves into the campfire at the very pricey Christmas tree farm where we went to go find, it was a nice tree. I don't know if it was worth more than what we would have paid at the Home Depot, but, you know, that's where we went. It was an experience, right? It was an experience. We had an experience. We experienced wanting to throw ourselves into campfires that were wildly burning. Anyway. See, fire had a theme this weekend, I'm saying. Anyway, the 4 and the 6 year, all they have to do the entire afternoon is maybe half the time. Just yes, yes, ma'am, mom, that's what we're going to do. We will not try to jump and run onto the Christmas tree and see if it will propel us like a pole vault. We see your wisdom in that, mom. We will just decide to leave it alone. You asked us, like a very mature, nice woman, to leave it alone. We think at 4 and 6 years of age, it's probably beneficial to us to just do that. No, not today. Not today. Very special Christmas experience. Kids trying to kill themselves in every way imaginable. And you as the parent, all day long, that's all you do. You're just trying to save their life from themselves. Most of the day. Anyway, I'm not bitter about it. I'm good. Glad I'm at work. Glad you're with us. 888-340-3373. Okay, so here's what went down in this town in the UK. And why are we talking about what's going on in the UK? Because everything starts someplace and then goes somewhere else. And this, you mark my words, this is going to be one of these ideas because it has just this touchy-feely element to it. That it's going to get adopted. So I'll have a question for you in just a second. But the Samworth Academy, a high school in Nottinghamshire in the UK, has banned their students from raising their hands to answer questions, get this, because they say it is unfair to students who do not raise their hands. All right. Let me go through that again, this time for the viewers on the television network. They banned their students from raising their hands because it's unfair to students who do not raise their hands. In a letter explaining the policy, the Samworth principal, Barry Found, called the hand-raising an age-old practice. Yeah. Imagine why you would think that, since we've been doing it since the beginning of formal education. He said this in the Daily Mail newspaper. We find that the same hands are going up, and as such, the teaching does not challenge and support the learning of all. You ever think that maybe it's because some of the kids that are raising their hands either are shy, but not necessarily not learning, or they're not doing the work, so they're not engaged? I can't quite figure out where they're exactly going. But anyway, Samworth teachers have been instructed to forbid hand-raising in their classrooms and instead call on students at random to answer questions. Now, Catherine Timpf, the Fox News contributor and the writer for National Review who penned this story, says that is completely and totally ridiculous. I am very much in Catherine's corner on this. She says, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with calling on students at random. And let me pause here. I do some sporadic lecturing in different places, mostly on the college campus, but sometimes in high schools. And I'll go address either cultural classes, classes that are dealing with cultural trends, or communications classes. And what I like to do when I'm holding class is I get everybody involved really quick. And I ask them if they have questions. I ask them if they want to ask anything. And very early in, I'm asking them questions that I want them to give me the answer to, because I want to have that really fast back and forth repartee. But when somebody raises their hand, it says to me, as someone who is at the front of the classroom, oh, you're prepared. Oh, you're interested. Oh, you're engaged. Why should I be forced, if I'm a teacher, to not call on that person whose engagement I think is only going to help other students be engaged, and call on the slug that's sleeping on the back row? Why would I do that? Why do I need to, in some way, thwart natural enthusiasm? Doesn't enthusiasm breed more enthusiasm? I'm not sure. But the thinking behind these educators is, if you call on kids that raise their hands, you are somehow disenfranchising those in the classroom that don't raise their hands. I'm not even sure that that's a legitimate argument, because how does me raising my hand prevent you from raising your hand? So I want to know. And maybe you're an educator. Maybe you've got kids that are in school. Maybe they have been. Maybe there's something I'm not seeing here. But do you agree with the school that says we're going to ban hand raising because it's in some way disenfranchising the ones that aren't raising their hands? Unfair to them. We're not letting them fully participate. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. And they said, notice that the same students were raising their hands over and over again. They would usually say something along the lines of, does anyone else have the answer? I remember that. When I was in school, if I raised my hand 10 times in a row, they'd look for other people. And they would ask, does someone else know? Just because the one kid is, you know, the nerd at the front of the class going, teacher, pick me, please, doesn't mean... Pardon me. Doesn't mean that there's not other kids that you can get involved. But this is where public education is going, to the absurd. Don't raise the hand because you might be unfair to somebody else who didn't raise their hand. Kevin McCullough, I want to know your thoughts. Stay with us. It's Radio Night Live. Here's the phone number, 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Come on.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
So glad you're with us, Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you here. It is Radio Night Live, live from New York, and a beautiful night. Well, if you like that early December weather, we've got that somewhat chilly. Just enough to put on my nerdy Mr. Rogers sweater tonight and show up at the studio. But it's a very interesting discussion that has broken out amongst the staff of this broadcast. Because during the break, everybody came into the studio and were offering their opinions about this idea that somebody would ban the ability for your student to raise their hand in class. Now, we had Parents Day at my six-year-old school, a couple of it was last week sometime. And I went, and it's just one of those things where you get to go and visit, you sit in the back, you're not allowed to disturb, but you're allowed to observe. And of course, you know, every kid hopes that their parents come so that they can, like, sit in the corner and, like, wave at them. Hey, Daddy, I see you over there. Look at me. And before my six-year-old knew that I was there, I got in. I got in without his knowledge, and I'm just watching him in his element. And my kid is the hand raiser. My 6 year old, he's the I know. He's the guy that's like, hey, pick me. Okay, someone else. Yes, teacher. No. We'll get back to you, but you just answered the last 50. We got to let somebody else. And there's other hands that are going up. So I get the idea that sometimes there's enthusiastic students that want to be called on and that answer things repetitively. But do you really want to be sending the message that we're not interested in whether or not you know the answer or want to answer the question or desire to participate in the conversation? Is that something that we really want to do? Everybody that I think weighed in during the break said that in their classes, you could basically tell who didn't know the material because they never raised their hand and they didn't want to participate in the conversation. 888-340-3373. Teachers in this school district have been banned from allowing kids to raise their hand to answer questions. Now, I think of all the things. I actually stay awake at night thinking about all the things that we could possibly put forward in public education to try to make things better. Banning students from raising their hands doesn't seem to impress me. Discouraging engagement in the class discussion doesn't seem to do it for me. What's your thought? I want to know. And did you have a problem with somebody in your class that wanted to answer the question all the time? Do you think this would be something that would help educational outcomes given a certain requirement? How would your kids have responded in class? 888-340-3373. Does it actually discourage the students who don't raise their hands if you allow kids to raise their hands to enthusiastically answer questions? Let's go to the phones, 888-340-3373. Let's talk to Walt, who's calling from Allentown, Pennsylvania, watching Biz TV tonight. Hello, Walt.
Hi, Kevin. I'm glad to be back on air with you.
What's your opinion of the topic, sir?
Well, Kevin, I think it's political correctness run amok. It's just ridiculous. If I may, Kevin, we're talking about child rearing in general. I'd just like to say something. I'd like to correlate it to Hillary Clinton, believe it or not, if I may.
Okay, make that connection.
In my opinion, she's already begun her campaign for the 2020 nomination because a couple of weeks ago, she made the comment that after the election, she deserves to be cuddled up at home with a good book and her dog. And in my opinion, that's quite an ironic statement because, as everyone knows, Chelsea has given her two baby granddaughters. And you would think that if she was a truly caring, nurturing woman and grandmother, that she'd want to spend some time with these granddaughters rather than, you know, be cuddled up at home with a good book and her dogs. So I think that Hillary is Bruce Jenner in reverse. I think that sadly she's a power hungry man trapped in a woman's body.
All right, Walt, appreciate the call. Thank you. Not really what we're discussing, but I get what you're saying there. I want to deconstruct this decision that this school district made to ban teachers from allowing students to raise their hand to participate in class discussion, whether it's to answer questions, to ask questions, to offer suggestions or advice, to have input. You know, what's going on? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I'm Kevin McCullough. We're live from New York. It's Radio Night Live.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross. And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh? Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be.
Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
1681. Hey, it's Kevin McCullough. Welcome to a beautiful Saturday night, Radio Night Live, coast to coast. Glad you're with us. 888-340-3373. If you disagree with me, we put you to the front of the line. Packed phones. Actually, we got one phone line open, 888-340-3373. Just real quickly, the summary of what we're talking about is a school district has decided to require their teachers to ban the raising of hands. Catherine Timpf of Fox News and the National Review wrote about this in her piece this week, and I invited her to come on to tell us a little bit more about the background, but she wasn't able to. But she says in one part of her column, hand-raising allows students to decide which questions they feel most comfortable answering. Everybody has good and bad subjects. Everyone has good and bad days. And allowing gives the students the chance to answer the questions that they feel the most confident answering. Denying students who are excited about a particular subject the opportunity to proudly display their knowledge of it takes the fun out of learning. And knowing that you might randomly be called on when you weren't paying attention because your dog died last night certainly does the same thing. What they want to do is they want to replace hand raising and calling on students with just calling on students. 888-340-3373. Let's go to Hazleton, Idaho, and talk with Ken. Ken, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough on Radio Night Live. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Thanks for your call. What's your thought?
Well, my thought is evidently this hand-raising is going on in some other country, over in the U.K. or something.
That's where this story originated, yes.
Yeah, well, why the hell aren't we talking about not being able to put up Santa Claus over there in Hillsboro, Oregon?
Well, we could talk about that. I've just done 58 shows on that in the last 2 years, so I was kind of worn out a little bit. What's your opposition to discuss? You know, Ken, hold on a second. Hold on. You're calling up being belligerent and begrudging the topic.
No, I'm not
what's,
being
what's the problem? What's the problem with talking about what I set out to talk about?
Well, you're talking about somebody in another country.
No, the principle could apply here, and there's going to be schools that adopt this. You watch. I predict within a year you're going to have school districts in America start to do this.
I'm worried about the United States of America.
Yeah.
I don't really.
Hey, Ken, I just said within the next year you're going to have school districts here trying this. So it is going to come here.
Well, let's not push it. And I think you are.
No, I'm not pushing it, Ken. Thank you for the call. Please call back when you haven't been hitting the bottle. Here's the thing. Why are we talking about it? Have you noticed what's going on in Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania right now? What's going on in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania right now is a bunch of crybabies who what? Got their feelings hurt, trying to stamp their feet out and go, I'm not dealing with reality. I don't want to look around and see what's going on. The rationale for banning the hand raising in the school classroom is because they don't want to hurt the feelings of the kids that aren't doing the work. They don't want to hurt the feelings of the kids who are losing. They don't want to hurt the feelings of the kids who are too shy to raise their hands. In other words, they want to give everybody a trophy. In other words, if we don't stop it in the classroom here, these people will be the ones doing the recounts 18 to 25 years from now. You get all upset about why we're not talking about Santa Claus in some town in Oregon. That's fine. I'm trying to save the world by helping us think more clearly about everything. And I don't like the fact that you're doing to these children exactly the opposite of what you should be doing. You're saying to the kids, your enthusiasm is not important. Your excitement about the subject matter is not important. We, the all-knowing administration of said school district, knows better. And this is very popular on the left. These ideas, this groupthink, this, hey, this is a better way to do it so that we don't hurt people's feelings. If a child needs to have their feelings hurt in order to study a little bit harder, to be a little bit more prepared for class, to be able to get into the conversation in the classroom, isn't it better to hurt their feelings if it motivates them to work harder at their goals? This is the nutshell of what 20th century society is built around. So thank you, Ken, for your, whatever. I'll keep programming my own show because I've got very specific reasons why I do everything about the broadcast. Let's go to Dennis in Orlando. Hello, Dennis. Welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Glad you're here.
How you doing, sir?
Good.
Thank you for taking the call.
Sure thing.
I would just want to say that I think it's absurd, honestly, because if there's a shy kid that's afraid of raising his hand because he don't know the answer, him seeing other kids raise their hand may eventually give that shy kid some confidence to raise his hand for the answer that he do know. And also, sometimes the shy kid, I'll be learning from the kid that's reading his hands. Answers to questions in a subject matter that he don't know the answer to.
Yeah, no, I get that. Dennis, thanks for the call. No, you're exactly right. In fact, some of the kids, when I was in class, you know, you had shy kids that didn't raise their hand and didn't participate in the conversation. And some of them made the best grades in the whole classroom because they studied. They just didn't want to discuss it. They just didn't want to engage in the public discussion of it. Doesn't mean that they're in some way having an educational experience that's being demeaned or belittled. The idea is we're going to enthusiastically have some kids want to jump into the conversation and some kids aren't. And maybe you still call on some kids from time to time if you have a couple that are just too enthusiastic about it. But not to do it, to ban it, because the kids that aren't getting called on get their feelings hurt? Really? That's how you're going to start programming public education? To ban or not to ban the raising of hands? That is the question. 888-340-3373. Tom in Pennsylvania, line 3. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Hi. Just want to give you one of the old-time situations.
Sure.
Catholic school, sixth grade. Didn't know an answer, so I didn't raise my hand, and the nun called on me and wrapped my knuckles when I didn't give the right answer. So I'm just wondering if the England folks are thinking that maybe if you have everybody keep their hands down, that they're afraid of getting the corporal punishment, let's say, and as a result, everybody comes to the class prepared.
I don't know. It's a good theory, though, Tom. We'll discuss. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, mold, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV4Life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
All right, right, Kevin McCullough, you want to join any of my social media, please feel free to jump on TheBingeThinker.com. That's my website, and you can join the Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, whatever I've got. I think I just joined Snapchat last week. I haven't posted anything, but supposedly there's a Snapchat that now can be accessed. But anyway, do all of that at TheBingeThinker.com. And, of course, our phone lines are open, 888-340-3373. The discussion this hour centering around a school district deciding, just to be fair, quote-unquote, that they're going to ban the practice of raising one's hands in class. In fact, the principal has instructed all of the teachers in the school to stop allowing kids to raise their hands. Your reaction to that, 888-340-3373. The rationale is we hurt their feelings of the ones that don't raise their hands. Therefore, teachers should just randomly call on people, and that's what we should do. What's your reaction to that? Our last caller, Tom, said he thinks it might actually encourage kids to study more, to be better, more diligent students. I find it a little bit on the preposterous side. Why would you ever want to stunt enthusiasm of students that actually have studied and are working really hard to get a good grade? To me, that's what it's that's really what it makes. And if we don't, if we're going to change this to coddle the little, you know, the little snowflakes so that we don't, you know, melt their enthusiasm because we didn't call on them. Gotta protect their little precious snowflakes. If we're not going to do that, don't we set them up for bigger disappointments down the road? Like, I don't know, getting their resume and application in on time to apply for a job? Oh, well, I would have been really good at that job. But you biased me because you took someone's resume and the application that filled it out on time. See, not going along with the rules and making it special and easy and coddling for all the people that don't do the bare minimum, to me it seems like you're processing a lifestyle for them that's going to take them to a place of ultimate disappointment. I think that the people that are whining about the election in some of these states are these kinds of precious snowflakes that couldn't handle the fact that their team lost, but they still want the presidency. 888-340-3373. Okay, I want to say thank you to Landmark Capital. Did your portfolio go up 22% in the year 2016? If it didn't, listen to what I'm going to tell you. Landmark Capital right now is offering completely at no cost what they call financial blueprints. This is a structure for your portfolio based on a really simple survey that their people help walk you through. You identify goals, you identify targets of dates and so forth in your life, and if you have not planned how you're going to get to your goals, this is the perfect opportunity to do that at no cost. Just call 844-604-2575 to get a free financial blueprint custom made for you, 844-604-2575, from one of the specialists at Landmark Capital, and Landmark Capital, a sponsor, proud sponsor of this broadcast. Kevin McCullough coming right back, Radio Night Live, live from New York. Don't go away.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
That's 888-866.